Hey guys, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about my boys over at Shinesty. The guys at Shinesty have one mission and one mission only, and that is to help you look fucking good. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill the minds of randos with jealousy or be a major contributing factor in the creation of a sexual god or goddess in the flesh. So whether you're searching for retro gear, a signature knockout threads, or simply something that would make you look like you got your shit together even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing over at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And enter the promo code LOUD69 when you check out and get 15% off your order. That's Shinesty. You may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Week 32, I believe, and guess what? It's Masters Week. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so fired up. I've got all my gear on. I'm green, yellow, the hat. Tiger's back, and with Tiger, I bring my co-host as always. Phil, how are we this evening?
Well, I don't have any Masters gear on, but I'm fired up for the Masters. A little bummed college basketball's over, but it's all about moving forward. Masters Week.
Yes, sir. Spring is sprung, and that high five, that's an indicator of enthusiasm. And then, as always, on the ones and twos, we got old Pierce. How are we this evening, Bubba?
Kind of freaked out by all your enthusiasm on a Tuesday.
Dude, it's
but
fucking
Christmas.
I
just decided Tuesday was the best day of the week and that they're for business. So your attitude is appropriate. I'm excited too, man. They were watching the practice round or some shit on TV today at work. So apparently the basketball idea of watching TV at work is going to carry over to Masters.
So I was fucking stoked
on that.
Yeah, CBS is making a killing on that. But we're going to also make a killing on that. And that's because we have a guest with us this evening. It's a Hash Sports personality, golf enthusiast, and Tiger follower. This guy's been hot on the trail for us all season. He's been blogging about it. He's been on the Instagram about it. He's even gotten shit from Tiger for, you know, his enthusiasm and dedication. You know, real recognizing real. And
he's traveling the fucking country watching golf, y'all. Fucking listen to what he says.
This is Matty Ballmarks we got on the phone. Matty, how are we this evening?
What's up, boys? Pumped to be here. Yeah, as you know, like, I saw Tiger at Bay Hill, up close and personal, probably one of the best sports moments of my life until this weekend when Tiger wins the Masters.
I'm not going to lie.
Spoiler alert.
God, I can't. Yeah, we didn't mean to tell y'all what's going to happen, but it's like we already saw this one week before, y'all. It's a classic episode. Spoilers. I'm cheering for Tiger. We're going to talk all things Tiger, but before we do that, we're also going to run down some other stuff. Matty, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and then we'll kind of dive into this week's episode.
Well, I live in New York. Oddly enough, I'm a diehard Patriots fan, so just trying to get all this Cooks information, how he just got traded to the Rams for 23rd pick. Kind of like it. Maybe opens them up to go grab a quarterback. I don't know. We'll see. But my love is golf, and Tiger is the love of my life right now.
I mean, he's everybody's, and I mean, I see Phil over here. Phil actually mentioned something to me about it earlier because I think we fucked with Phil a little bit about, I guess, the trade when the Saints sent him to New England, and then here y'all are flipping around. And while it does seem like the Rams are ready to win, I'm going to ask what Phil feels about this.
Well, I was happy to get rid of Cooks when he was a Saint because he was kind of a selfish little bitch. Uh, he He complained after we won a game 42-7 about not getting enough targets.
He got enough targets this year, that's for sure. He dropped a bunch, too.
But, I mean, he did have 1,100 yards or 1,000 yards and change and then a couple touchdowns. So I don't know what the issue.
Yeah, for sure.
But Belichick's quick to get rid of someone if he's a bad apple on, like Phil's saying. I mean, I can believe it, but do you feel that you got your money's worth? You just traded first round for another first round or later?
We moved up, like, 7 spots in the draft from where we traded him. And then we got a year out of him. Enough production led us to a Super Bowl run, got knocked out of it, but whatever.
He did.
They traded the 30th pick last year for Cook. So essentially.
That's what he's saying is that they traded, or because of this trade, it's like you postponed it for moving up 7 or so spots.
Right.
So does that mean the Rams have to win now? And I guess we're just going to dive right in.
Yeah, they have to win. Didn't we talk about this last week? They have to fucking win now.
I mean,
they have no other choice. Like, it's like this year or next year. And, I mean, they can obviously re-sign some of these dudes, but, like, they're just fucking getting everybody. When you said the Rams, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude.
I've never seen an offseason like this. So many moves, so many trades, big signings.
This offseason is insane. Yeah. And Goff is for sure on the hot seat now because he needs to lead them to at least a Super Bowl run, if not NFC Championship.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. He's got to. He's got an embarrassment of weapons around him. Todd Gurley's a fucking badass.
I forgot about him, to be honest. Holy shit.
I mean, when you think about it, he's literally traded out. Like, they got rid of Tavon Austin. They're going to let Sammy Watkins walk.
Wait, but he'll be back this year or he won't be back?
I think they let him go. Hey, okay. Phil, grab me a beer. What's it called? But, yeah, so they are going to have an embarrassment of riches. And now when you think about their defense as well, I mean, they didn't necessarily – I thought they were pretty strong last year.
Yeah, I thought the D was fine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They traded Alec Ogletree to somebody. Who'd they trade him to? I remember that's kind of what started all this.
The Giants?
Yeah, I think it might be the Giants.
I think you did.
Giants or Jets. New York sounds right. Giants, probably so. But, yeah, dude, they fucking moved a ton of people this offseason. I love it. I really do. But
yeah, but anybody remember when the Eagles put together that dream team and they sucked? It's like there's something to be said about building off what you had last year. But now they got a bunch of new dudes, and
yeah, how's that chemistry going to work? That's a good point, too.
But they
Phil.
Also brought in Woods and Watkins this season anyway, so it's not like it's anything Watkins new. Sucks. And Goff is in his second year, or now third year, but was in his second year, and McVay's first. I don't think everybody was the new kid in class. So it's nothing. I don't think anyone's going to feel too out of place.
But this is a brand new team.
Except for Suh.
It's fucking L.A., baby. You win or you fucking, like, you just get it together, man. And that's what they're doing. I can't say the same about the Chargers, but, you know, they're playing in a little tiny-ass stadium. They probably don't want to build a good roster yet. Decent excuse, at least. I don't know.
I'm not sure about it. Well, hey, let me ask you. So before we move on from football, I guess that means OBJ is going to stay in New York.
It's funny that we started off with football after the we got the Masters coming up and the national championship.
I'm trying to get rid of
night.
Yeah,
all
it's
of this
great. Skip just wants to fucking plow through it. I don't even think we mentioned this in the in whatever.
It wasn't in the rundown, so we'll continue.
I love
on.
It though.
Yeah, you know, we'll take you everywhere, but we're also going to talk.
What the fuck are the Rams doing? And what the fuck are the Jets doing? We still don't know what they're doing.
Who gives a shit? We'll talk about that later.
Fuck.
Let's get into the NCAA basketball.
I do. I don't know. I don't really.
What's it called? So in the NCAA championship, it almost was so boring to the point where
it's just a beat.
I mean, the first 10 minutes were exciting.
Yeah, if that's the best thing you can say about a championship game, then it wasn't really a great game.
I mean, you just got to give credit to Nova. Like, they're
also
the best
ran
team.
Through Kansas, and I mean, for the most part, yeah, Michigan had a good comeback in the second half. And Maddie, I'm going to ask for your advice on what happens on the East Coast, but Nova just made it not fun to watch. They just beat the shit out of everybody.
Oh, I stopped watching with 18 minutes left in the game. I turned on the 97 Masters, so that's where you could see where I'm at right now. I was so over that game, had Michigan.
Hey, fun
just
fact.
Just turned it off.
In 98, after Tiger won, Jack Nicklaus at 52 actually beat Tiger Woods in the next year's Masters when Mark O'Meara won. Fun fact, Jack Nicklaus at 52.
Yeah, I remember he was in contention. I think that was Easter Sunday.
Well, I mean, mean, it's very similar to like what Langer did last year and what Freddie Couples seems to do for years past and probably won't this year because he's old. And I mean, he's fucking old. I mean, I don't expect you to go out there and compete.
With all the back problems he's had, it's just impressive that he's still playing.
That is true. Maddie, what's your opinion? So we're Southern guys. We're big Freddie guys. What's your take on old Boom Boom? What do you think about old Booms?
I mean, he's the man. He's one guy, like older guys that you would just love to play with. Not even just play with, go to the bar with after. That's how I like to describe like the guys that I would like to hang out with. Not just on the course, but off the course.
Yeah, like George
W. Bush.
He's just
smooth as fuck. He's just smooth.
I don't think
everything about him.
I don't think anybody I've ever heard a negative thing said about Freddie Couples.
Except maybe just like gave the wood too good to some chick and she was hurt, she didn't get it again. That's probably what happened. That's why he got the name Boom Boom. Not because the big stick, but because the big stick.
Such a smooth swing.
I mean,
such a smooth swing.
And he's charismatic. And I was telling Phil this earlier, and we're just going to talk about fuck basketball. We're going straight into golf.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much
anymore.
To be said.
I can't take
anyway.
It. It was like foreplay, and it's done.
Yeah.
Only thing I'll add.
A minute, so everyone should know.
Only thing I'll add is I can't recall a more dominant performance in the tournament.
In the whole tournament? Yeah.
I
don't
either. I mean, they covered the last 2 years. That's crazy. Every game. That's insane.
Well, they didn't obviously cover. Wait, they didn't cover the game when they lost to whenever the Sweet 16 last year. If you're done
the last 2 years, or I forget, they were like 12-1 in their last three seasons or something against.
Oh,
the
in the tournament. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
They've won
yeah.
two in the last three, but yeah, they were yeah. tossed out yeah. Elite Eight last year by like fucking Marquette or someone.
NC State.
There you go. Someone like that. Someone that. But anyway, let's get back to golf. We were talking about Boom Boom. So Boom Boom got to play golf with Tiger and Phil today, and we'll dive into that couple in a second. But Freddie got. They were like. I think they called him. They're like, yeah, we just, you know, made him pay some friendship dues or something along those lines. They took him to the fucking shit. So I'm not expecting Freddie to be my old guy of the week, but I love how he gets all the interviews and they're like, so tell us about Phil and Tiger. What are they doing? And he's like, let me tell y'all. Y'all don't know a fucking thing.
Yeah.
He also said that he didn't see any difference with Tiger than it was like 10 years ago, which makes me so much more excited.
That is exciting. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, somebody was saying Tiger during the practice rounds like looked like his old self, and then
I think he tied for 12th that year. You're talking about, and I think he hit the flag stick on, it went into the water, and then someone called in a penalty on him that same year, and still I think he tied for 12th. But then still, we won't talk about the dark years. This is a very optimistic week. We wear bright colors. It starts on Sunday.
I think Phil's trying to fuck with Tiger. I don't know what it is, but there's something weird going on with him.
There's a voodoo.
I don't
with
get
Phil.
It. Yeah. Like, why even bring up like a couple years ago? Well, you know, he's not actually back. Let's just wait and see. And then he officially declares him back. And now I don't know. Like, is he back or not, Phil?
I'll let you know after the
time. That's exactly what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Maddie,
okay, don't make a pick.
I love middleman Dan. I'll take that. That means that he didn't fuck us because he's done it to my teams so many goddamn times before. I'm cool.
Done
with
it
that.
To myself.
It's he fucked my Wonderlic score. I was doomed before I even started because Phil was like, yeah, you're going to do the best. I mean, I was fucked before I even got to take the test.
Hey, Maddie, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you ever taken the Wonderlic test?
I have not.
All right, don't worry about it. We won't talk about that. I beat them like a drum.
Well,
what's it called?
You beat Pierce like a drum.
Did you beat Josh Allen, though?
No, but I didn't. But I also had two computer
but
issues.
But did you beat Lamar Jackson? That's
yes.
the question.
Pierce barely beat him.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I beat him, didn't I?
That's a fact. You know, winners win. So,
look, I'm a creative personality. I don't standardize test well, okay? I don't like to be put under the gun. It takes me time to create my fucking art.
I think he was taking notes during the test.
Oh, man, I did so much. That was the thing. Like I said last week, I did all that math, got it wrong, and then just ended up guessing. So, yeah, I wasted way more time than I needed to. But anyway, that's time management. I'm not good at that. We've been over this.
Well, let's talk about some time management. The Masters starts on Thursday. I'm using everything to segue back to the Masters. And if y'all think I'm crazy, I don't give a shit. That's what we're here for.
Nah, but I don't really get how time management comes into the equation.
It doesn't.
It, So the Masters does not utilize the potential that they have. They have captivated a nation of people that want to watch every single goddamn hole in this course. And I'm going to wake up Thursday, and I'm probably a little bit of an anomaly, and watch the starters start and then continue on through my day. I won't watch it, you know, vigorously every hour.
I mean, I'll watch it in the background at work.
Yeah, it's going to be on the television. What do you do? Is it like Pierce mentioned NCAA basketball earlier? What do you do in this circumstance? Do you take a day off, Maddie? Are you dependent on at work and you just use the boss button? How are we watching the Masters this week?
Well, I mean, I have like a nice setup at work, at least, especially this week. My boss is gone, like three other people are gone. So it's like a pretty empty office. So I'm just going to have one screen on the Masters and one screen on work. And I'll be pretty focused on the Masters and less on work.
Solid plan.
That's not a bad plan at all. I'm probably going to do the same thing. All right, so let's talk who we got this week. I know that everyone's going to be like harping on Tiger, but realistically, you can't just bet on one guy. That's not how
I got a Tiger killer. I got a Tiger killer.
Let's talk about some Tiger killers.
I got my man, the fucking man, the one and only fucking JT, y'all. That's my dog. Oh, fade away.
He is a fan favorite of LNO.
Dude has won not only Pierce money, but at the same time, he's won a fair amount of tournaments. I don't see why he's not the overwhelming favorite like Rory is, but I don't think JT's got it this week.
Okay. You just keep thinking that. Just wait, JT. Roll Tide.
Ugh. All right, that's fair. Ball marks. You don't have to just give one person. Who do we think? I mean, I threw out four on the article on the website.
I'll think of some more.
Who do you think is going to be a contender this week? I think we've talked about Rosie in the past. Who else is coming around?
I like the value in Ricky, 16-1. Ooh. I mean, if his putter's on, I love him this week. I like him a lot, actually. I love Jay Day, 18-1. That's a guy who hits a high draw, can putt well, been there before. I think this is like his seventh Masters. And then a little long shot, Alex Noren, 40-1.
I don't even know that.
He continues to not get any respect in the game. Like, he continues to post, like, originally he was just dominating European, and then they were like, well, come over here. And then he just does top tens, and I don't know if he just, like, rings the bell often, but he's always knocking on a door. So I think that's not a bad one to place. I guess if you could find some nice prop bets.
He's a good player, but I also hate his, like, have you seen his practice where he, like, comes through the, like, his body's through and the club's back. It's so weird, and he does it every single shot. It annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I couldn't cheer for somebody like that. I just knock him off the list just because of that.
So Pierce is not a Furyk fan. So
he's a goofy looking motherfucker too. That guy. No, but his swing, yeah, it's kind of annoying. Charles Barkley. Ugh.
Well, he's not a professional golfer.
Really, Phil? Breaking news, y'all. Charles Barkley's not on the PGA Tour.
So you
can't
critique someone's swing that isn't fucking playing that much.
That's like critiquing my fighting skills when you watch me get knocked out in the streets. Be like, well, that guy can't fight. Be like, well, no shit. I'm not saying I'm walking around saying I'm a golfer, much less saying that I'm one that can fight in the streets.
Well, we were talking about things that bothered me personally there. So
I thought we were talking about professional golfers.
That bothered me. Well, yeah, we were, but...
All right, so I'm going to throw some names out here, and let's say that we're going to do a little pairings. You know, everyone knows them on Odd Shark. You can go find them on Bovada as well. Let's say you have a Rory-Spieth Thursday pairing, -1.5 Spieth. What are you doing?
I'm going Spieth.
All day.
Just because he's more consistent. That's pretty much it. Rory has the potential to go 6 under. But Spieth's more consistent. I'll go with that.
Okay, that's fair. Because my theory here is that Rory's putter is a little bit more, I guess, hit or miss because it hasn't been proven in so long. And Spieth's is more usually reliable. But because he's on the skid, that's the reason you haven't seen him succeed as well. Because tee to green, he's phenomenal. And then has issues on the actual green. He's losing strokes left and right. But he's just not hitting the putts that we're accustomed to seeing him hit. So if he gets that going, he's going to be very difficult to beat. It doesn't matter if you're Tiger Woods. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, Ricky or Justin Rose, who I think wins, but like that's not gonna. If that guy gets going, he knows that course really well, and he's shown that he can prove it. So that'll be fun. But at the same time, Rory's kind of dominated that course before and then blown the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
And hasn't rebounded.
Yeah, but he was a kid then.
I mean, that was literally the 2011. So that was seven fucking.
That was fat Rory, too. Fat-faced Rory.
Jamaria or whatever that sponsor was that he had on the front of his shirt.
I don't remember.
Jumeriah. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them, man.
Oakley, too. Yeah, I mean.
Oakley's not bad.
I don't know. Oakley's kind of bad. Makes me think of like a bunch of baseball people. They wear those like same.
Dude,
Oakley.
They wear those white glasses. Bubba and then Zach Johnson. He wears those ones that go like on the
and
outside
and
it
keeps
of
on the
hat.
Back of his
yeah,
head.
Fuck
he like
that shit.
He doesn't
dude,
wear them
kinda
half
like
the time.
Him too. I like that he's like the dad. He's like that guy. He's like, yeah, he's just gonna dad out there. But what a squirrely look.
Okay, so really in thinking about it, I said I was going to pick some more peeps, but fuck it, dude. All I need is JT because he's going to win. He's going to slay Tiger. I wouldn't mind if Ricky won, but, you know, they're boys, so.
Yeah, and okay, I was going
to
say.
Phil's not adding anything to that.
I'm going to pick Rory just because I don't like him, if you catch my drift.
Ooh,
look at that. Phil's trying to use his power for good. I think Rory can do it. I'm not sure.
He's just been playing. That last tournament he played in was pretty impressive.
The Bay Hill, he did do very well. But I think, like, was that you, Ballmarks, that said that about Rory just was kind of taking the WGC off?
I don't think it was me, but he kind of did, which I don't really blame him. Oh, you're talking about the tweet when I said I bet against him because, yeah, he was on a short week and he just won. He partying all night. Like, that's a no-brainer. Fade him early. And he showed up the last two rounds that he played, but first round was easy bet against him.
All right, fair enough. Well, so he's the fan favorite and I guess the Vegas
fan
favorite.
He's
the Vegas favorite.
Oh.
He's at... 10-1 as the leader. So that'll be an interesting one.
Fan favorite of who?
Yeah.
He's not the probably fan favorite. Irish. Yeah, there. But I don't know why you just said he's the betting
Sorry,
favorite.
Sorry, I meant
the
betting
favorite.
My apologies. Yeah.
Well, you said that too. You just lumped them together. Kind of weird.
Them all together.
It's okay.
I'm still going to probably take Tiger. I'm going to also take Justin Rose.
Yeah, you can't not take Tiger. That's for sure.
Yeah, and my theory is if, let's say, you bet two units just casually on four golfers, maybe five golfers, and then you do
is that
a draft.
$200 skip?
No, that would be like $50 or $100. And then you would do like your group pick. So I'm thinking that you take like four golfers and however well you think they're going to do. So I'm taking Justin Rose and Paul Casey because if the Europeans are going to keep winning this goddamn tournament, I'm going to at least pick one of them. They've won the last two, and they ruined the trip for me. Fucking Danny Willett. I mean,
Danny Willett.
Sergio?
I'm with you. Fuck that guy. I don't know what he's ever done to anybody, but yeah, fuck Danny Willett.
I'm just not sure what to go.
He's actually probably never done
a
bad thing to anybody in his life.
I think that minus thinking with my heart and saying Tiger, I don't see DJ doing well just because he hasn't played very well since that Centuries tournament in fucking February.
Off the blow?
Yeah.
Him and Rory and like Rom, they could just overpower the course, though. If they could just get their putter decently hot in their short game, they can just overpower the course.
John Rom. I like that name a lot.
He's been like under the radar all week. I haven't heard his name once.
People sleeping on John Rom. That's when you buy.
He's not sleeping
John
too
Rahm,
high.
John
He's at 1800. He's, I mean, Sergio, last year's winner's at plus 25 or. Whatever you want to call it, or 2,500, excuse me. But so, I mean, Rom's not getting too much love, but at the same time, just flying under the radar may just be what you want to do. And
okay. All right. I'm going to get another story.
I think
under
the radar is definitely where you want to be this week. I think.
But what if
so
you're playing against Tiger on
Sunday? I think there's just so much hype.
No, you can't. Like, everybody's under the radar this week because Tiger's back and people think he might can win. So I think everybody's
Mike
just so
win.
Chill. Okay. That's why. Okay. I'm also going to add to my storylines of the weekend. I wouldn't mind if Sergio won back-to-back. Because that would piss so many people off.
This guy,
everybody would hate it. And y'all would be so mad and so salty. So, yeah, JT,
or that Sergio back-to-back, baby. Oh, it would be fucking great. He'd probably do like some Ole bullshit with his putter. I don't know why he doesn't do more Matador celebrations. I might tweet him.
All right. So, Pierce, that's a fantastic take.
I think Sergio falls into the category of, like, now that he's got one of the majors, like, you're not going to hate him as much.
Oh, and he also might just quit giving a fuck, too.
Huh?
He might also just, like, quit giving a fuck, too. Like, I got a fucking Masters. I'm partying this week.
Got a green jacket, a kid. He's content. He's good.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, what is he serving for dinner, Skip?
So he is doing a little, it sounds like it's a lobster paella, but it starts with an international salad where he's taking all an ingredient from all the countries, all 10 or whatever, 12 of them that have won a Masters championship and using ingredients from their homeland into a salad.
He better be using bacon from America.
I don't know what,
or else he's not doing it right.
He's doing lobster paella, and then I think he's doing a wife fan favorite dessert of a leche, a tres leche cake.
Oh, God, I like
with
that
two
shit.
Spanish wines. So I imagine they get good and salted up tomorrow before the par three tournament. I mean, what would y'all, I saw Ballmarks has some fantastic articles on the website, especially for the golf fans. Y'all should go check him out. But today he posted his hot take of what would be
hot take
a fantastic Masters dinner. So I want to get everyone's, since we're all baked as shit and we have Ballmark's takes already, I want to hear what you would have for your Masters dinner.
Okay, so for those of us who've not read the article, can we get a quick cliff note to what you would eat? Just show me how to start. Ooh, that's fucking baller, dude. I can't say how much I like that. That's really dope. That's thinking outside the box, too. I wasn't even thinking like that.
It's got to be different. You can't everyone does what their home cooking or whatever the fuck it is. I went breakfast for dinner because that's the best.
Holy fuck, man. ESPN would flip out over that shit. They'd be like, y'all have seen this? You heard about this? He did breakfast for dinner.
Y'all know what's really unfortunate is...
Never mind, sorry.
That's fantastic, Ballmarks. continue on. So start with what you had for dinner. I want to know exactly what you had.
Me?
Yeah. Tell us about elaborate
on the breakfast.
Appetizer, fruit salad. Just get the palate cleansed, a little fruit. Then you got to go bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Because apparently, like, nowhere else but New York does bacon, egg, and cheese, which is crazy.
What?
And then New York has the best bagels in the world. So you got the Masters champions deserve New York bagels. Ooh. And then you finish with French toast with syrup and powdered sugar. Boom. Perfect.
Coffee,
orange juice, of course.
I'm just filling it out, man.
So are you going to give them the option of vodka? I mean, like, so Bubba had the, I'm going to put this right.
You could do like a little Irish coffee, or you could do like mimosas or something. Ooh, mimosas, that would be perfect.
So first off, I think I want to tell you how bad of an idea I think this is. And that's because I'm not a breakfast guy. So you have that advantage over me. But this ranks right next to Bubba fucking Watson doing grilled chicken, no booze. Like, you said orange juice and coffee. We got to be thinking like Sergio, Spanish Reds, accompanied with like fancy foods that you don't pay for. You're like, you want to fly in the best of the best, and you're talking about doing fruit salad for breakfast? Get out of here.
Breakfast for dinner, the best.
Oh, man. I like it. I really like it.
All right, so
I don't want to go next because I just now figured out what my main course is.
All right, so
hit me like a fucking.
Right, yeah, this isn't a fast process, but yeah, we're going to talk about this. I'll go
next. Let's hear it.
So I said this group chat conversation posed this earlier, and so I said you start with a gumbo. You know, obviously seafood, fill it with all the riches, make sure that's a deep, thick roux, you know, dark color, add some hot sauce, preferably Cristal, and then you would go on to the entree, where you would go from one bottle of wine to another. I don't know what fancy wines are, so we'll just continue on that course. And then I'm thinking fried chicken. And, yeah, you made fun of the guy that has the home cooking. But at the same time, we live in Denver where literally we can't get that good of fucking fried chicken. We don't have
any good, like, southern food at all.
See, so we're deprived out here. We had a restaurant that used to do very well, and they're gone. So when I say that, it's almost like Death Row Meal as well is also your champion.
That's kind of what I was thinking a minute ago. Like, I was like, we could do this for Death Row, but I was like, I'd probably almost maybe do the same thing. Probably not, though, actually, considering what I'm doing here. But anyway. Are you done? Like,
no.
Okay,
like, no, fuck going. No. Sorry, someone just sent me a message, but I think...
Nobody cares. Go.
All right. So you're going to be accompanied by collard greens and mashed potatoes, obviously with a delicious gravy. And all of these courses are served with a nice jalapeno cornbread and a nice red wine. And then we go on to the next course, which I believe is like a cheesecake. That's just my jam. That may not be everybody's, and especially it doesn't play on the Southern thing. It may be more of a Ballmark's thing, being from New York. But... That's my meal, and I feel it's pretty heater. It gets you really full. You're going to take a nap afterwards. You're going to sleep well and get up for the par 3 tournament. Light buzz, but because the food was so full, you won't be that bad. Like, you got to get prepped here. I mean, Phil, what are you thinking, Ballmark's, in regards to what you were thinking? Are you sticking by breakfast?
I am.
He seems pretty passionate about it. I don't think you're going to get him off that.
That's fine. But I just, when I read that, I was like, oh my God, this guy loves breakfast so much more than I love breakfast. It blew my mind. It's like, if someone, that would be a great Death Row meal as well. So I'm going to consider those the same exact meal, except maybe you get a steak and fried chicken at your Death Row meal. But let's go ahead. I want to hear Phil, the New Orleans guy. I had his etouffee this week. What do you got?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go full coon ass on my menu.
Oh, you going to do crawfish? Oh, my God, please do crawfish.
Fuck off. I'm going to start off, this is pre-appetizers, just, you know, waiters walking around with little snacks, boudin balls. And then for the appetizer, I'm going to go with, God, I already forgot. Well, whatever. I'm going to move on to
Audible.
The main course. Since we were talking about Wagyu beef a couple days ago, I'm going to go some Wagyu steaks.
That's not bad.
Cooked medium rare. Nothing. No other way.
That's all you get no matter what?
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, what kind of sides are we thinking? You can't just have a steak out there.
No, I know.
Maybe throw some crab meat on top of the steak or to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to ruin the Wagyu.
And some hollandaise sauce. And then sides, shit, some dirty rice, and for dessert, I'm going bananas Foster, and drinking old fashions the whole time.
All right, that's fair. And you know who's going to appreciate that whiskey? Fig Jam Phil Mickelson.
Good.
Matty Ballmark's, critique us from there. What do you think about his meal? He also kind of pulled out this weird vibe right there at the dessert, but it's okay.
I mean, I'm a big fan of old fashioned, so that'll get me through the meal for sure.
I don't know if you've ever been down to New Orleans, but the food is rich. It's delicious. So I'm not.
I have not. Need to go down there.
I would recommend it. It's delicious. Pierce, what do you have? Give it to me. Give me your meal for the champion's dinner.
All right. So you kind of took the whole Southern thing, so I couldn't do that. So, look, I'm going luau theme, like we're on the beach. I'm going to have, like, fucking, they're going to hate this at Augusta, but we're going to fucking bring in sand. We're going to have fucking little palm trees in there.
Do you have a sand guy?
I got a great fucking sand guy. You have no idea. He brings the finest fucking white sand in from the Bahamas. Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to have dudes playing drums without their shirts on and shit, chicks dancing around. It's going to be fucking dope. Anyway. We're going to start things off with a salad, whatever they eat in Hawaii, I don't know, with some fruit in it and shit. It's some kind of salad. I'm not going to be specific here. Then, for the main course, we're going to do a whole fucking pig. These dudes that were fucking playing the drums are going to carry it in on fucking steaks. If we need two pigs, we'll do two pigs, whatever we got to do. Depends how many people are there. And then everything else cooked on the fucking grill, corn on the cob, potatoes, baked, duh. And then chocolate cake for dessert, ice cream, tons of rum, like more rum than anybody can drink, and then some Hawaiian beer, whatever they
drink
in Hawaii.
Are you a pirate?
Huh?
Are you a pirate?
I mean, possibly I could be. I'd love to be a fucking pirate. I tried to get people to become pirates like 12 years ago for one summer. I was like, hey, y'all want to do a summer job? Got to be pirates? Nobody would do it. Fucking Mitch. I'm looking at you, Mitch.
All right, Ballmarks, I'll put your Brenner above
pierces.
Whoa, how? How? Dude, a fucking full pig? You ever had a full pig, Skip?
I'm not sure if I've eaten a full pig. At one sitting, I'm sure I've probably had a little taste of all of it.
Skip, we're burying this thing in the sand on, like, what day do they eat dinner? We're doing it, like, a couple days before, and we're fucking slow roasting this fucking
pig, Skip.
You're talking
about, like, coleslaw for an appetizer. This sounds like I'm having fucking Spam.
Coleslaw? I said fucking Hawaiian salad. That is not coleslaw.
What
is this guy?
You don't even know what's in there.
Yeah, I don't know what they eat in Hawaii. I've never been. Never been to a luau either. Somebody invite me.
So we have some deep problems here, but at the same time, we'll kind of move
My
on.
Other option, I thought about this. I was going to bring in hibachi chefs and just go straight fucking hibachi in that bitch.
That's not a bad call.
That's my other option. That. No, I think the fucking whole pig's better, but that's
question.
Just me.
Do you doesn't really fit the master's vibe.
Neither does hibachi, bro. I mean, if Matsuyama wins, the whole dude, I'm going to send him a tweet, too. I got a lot of people to tweet. Just write this down.
Fair. All right, so, you know, he's going to tweet at Matsuyama, as he says.
There's probably some other Japanese golfers, too.
Is he playing?
Probably.
Yeah, of course. Hideki?
Yeah.
It's great.
Hideki will be out there. What's it called?
His all right, I'm going to root for him so he can get hibachi.
There we go. That. Oh, my God. So that, what do you think would be the most obscure? Ballmarks, I'll ask you this question. Who do you think has the most, like, fucked up, like, if they won, what the meal would suck the worst? Like Camilo Vajegas, they just give a bunch of cocaine to everyone at the table.
I mean, you got to go Bryson DeChambeau. He'd just be boring as shit.
I mean, yeah, he is like a Bubba with a Payne Stewart hat.
Who was the guy that was in contention at the PGA that we hated?
I don't know. I hate a lot of people.
He was a big old nerd. He just didn't have any.
Big old nerd.
He didn't have any.
You're going to have to be more specific. That describes a lot of golfers.
He was neck and neck with JT the whole time.
Oh, he's like, oh, fuck. I don't even know then. The PGA? Did I watch that?
Yeah, because
you
picked JT.
I think you bet on it and won. Yeah.
I probably didn't watch it.
DeChambeau, I have a problem with the swing.
Probably DeChambeau.
And he's going to be there this weekend. And I don't think, I mean, he's not a bad golfer. He just has this whole, like, demeanor about him, like, trying to fight the PGA, dressing like a douchebag.
All
like
his
that.
Clubs are the same size.
Yeah, that's
fuck
a very
that shit.
It's not a fuck that shit. It's just peculiar. But he doesn't.
He's the only person that does it. Fuck that shit.
I mean, he also, like, analyzes things like he's almost, like, autistic of some sort, it seems. Like, his brain works in, like, mathematical ways. Like, when he tries to explain a green, apparently it just doesn't make fucking sense. But
yeah, no, he's the mad scientist. He just thinks on a different level, but it's just like, dude, just hit the ball. Like, on 18 at Bay Hill, he was talking about the wind and the air and all that. Just hit the ball, dude. Like, let's go.
Kevin Kisner. You're right, Phil. It's totally Kisner. Fuck that guy. Is he playing this week? I hope he comes in last.
Why do you hate Kisner?
Because he's fucking with JT.
I recall hating on him during the whole PGA.
He's fucking with JT, dog. Fuck with JT, roll tide.
I don't think we all hate
Paul. They fucking with JT, Paul.
I don't.
He's
no,
a big
he's
party
like
guy
the,
too. He's a big SEC guy. I don't
not,
think we
he's
hate
not
kids.
Like on the
is
list.
He, is
or
he
anything,
a Savannah,
but.
Georgia person?
No, he's a.
He's a Georgia dog.
Yeah, he's a Georgia him. Dog, but not Savannah. Wouldn't that be Athens?
Well, who gives a shit?
It's just a lot of these fucking Georgia people are from Athens.
He just had no.
A lot of these golfers.
Like,
Bubba's
from
saying.
Goddamn like Picayune or some bullshit Florida county. So. I mean, they have a lot of Georgia dogs on course, but I kind of like Kisner. He seems to be like kind of one of those guys that you would want to have a beer with.
Oh, for sure. He gets drunk for sure. There's like a Vice documentary on him. He just gets hammered on the course and just bets with his boys.
I was just going off his overall body language at the PGA. He just didn't have any, like, he was just
he didn't smile.
He was dull. He was
super.
He
didn't he get shocked?
Didn't
he get beat? He got beat
on Sunday. He blew it on Sunday.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be a fun time to be following someone. He's originally from Aiken, South Carolina. Went to the University of Georgia.
All right.
What's it called? But, yeah, his last year showing, or his best showing, is tied for 37th. He'll be a fun guy to watch, but I think he's more fun to watch almost off the course.
That's what I was getting at.
Like, yeah, I like that guy. I can get behind those kinds of guys. It's like another John Daly, but smaller.
Well, I don't follow golf as closely as you, so I don't know about his off-the-course antics.
You don't follow him on Snapchat, Phil.
No.
God damn it.
Oh, man, he's just a little bit older of a guy, so it's funny when you see these guys hammered on other, like, videos and Instagram. But, yes, I do follow them on the internet. There's nothing weird in that. That's That's what the internet's about.
I didn't say it was.
Following people. If you don't believe me, ask Congress and the people that are watching my computer and my group messages all the time.
That's because you say some real racially charged shit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Jason Day. He's one of the guys that I have as could be a contender. He's gotten second here before. He knows the course well. I think that this is my pick for the weekend for he's going to sneak in and take this.
I feel like he's flying just enough under the radar, like the normal, that, yeah, he would be like slightly surprising, but really not surprising at all if he won.
In my blog coming out tomorrow for DraftKings, he's my obvious pick of the week. I love him this week a lot. He's one of the best. He ranks sixth in birdie or better percentage, which you need to make a lot of birdies and eagles out there. Can putt, strokes gained off the tee, great. I like him a lot this week.
And I think that, you know, like he's had some weird injury issues, like fucking vertigo, and then like a random back issue.
Don't even get me started on the vertigo.
Like, I feel like he was almost like you knew he was going to win one of those majors, and then he got the PGA or whatever it was, but like it seemed like he was knocking on the door for the two or three before that, and that may have been the same time as the Masters.
But yeah, 2015, that was his big year.
And then it seems like he's had some nagging issues, whether it be vertigo or I feel like a back injury or some kind of woes have, you know, kind of plagued him. I kind of like him this week. He seems very sprightly in his interviews. He seems like he's comfortable and calm. He's not top three. He's not an early pick if you were to do, like, a top five in the world. I think he may be kind of on the cusp of those however you separate your brackets as to how many you can pick. I like him a lot.
Hard agree.
There we go.
Hard agree.
So let's go through a couple other guys. I want to talk about you spoke of your DraftKings, and I want everyone to don't forget to go to the website. We've been writing a bunch of shit, not only about the Masters, but about everything. Opening day, basketball, I guess, Avalanche. Obviously, Sam is pumping out some heat, so don't forget to go over there and check that shit out. But in the meantime, let's go back to let's talk about some guys that you may have on your list tomorrow. Is Bubba going to be on that list? What do you think of him?
Me personally, I'm fading him this week. Just in DraftKings, in the sense that I think he's going to be probably the highest owned golfer, just because he's cheaper than he's like a little below the top guys. Plus, coming off the two wins this year, I think everyone's going to take him. That's kind of the only reason I'll fade him. Obviously, he's proven success there, so I'm kind of in the middle on him, but I'm going to fade him this week.
Well, Bubba's the kind of golfer that can go out and win it or miss the cut, you know, neither would be surprising.
I agree with you. That's kind of how he plays, and last year, the whole year, it seemed like it was the missed cut situation, and then this year, he's just seemed to impress.
Does he still treat his caddy like shit?
Yeah. Everybody pray for Ted Scott. Everyone out there, pray for Ted Scott.
Like, why is he such a cocksucker to his caddy? There's no reason for that at all. Like, it's not that guy's fault that you just fucked up, Bubba.
He's like, that ball came out thin. They're like, well, you got
it. Yeah, like, well, maybe you should have fucking hit the ball solid, Bubba. The fuck's it his fault? Like, fuck Bubba. Like, I kind of liked Bubba until I saw that shit. And then I fucking hate him now.
So I liked him when he got his first one. Everybody was like, yeah, okay. And then he started getting publicity.
You know, when people cry, it makes you kind of feel sorry for him a little bit.
A Georgia boy, or a Florida boy, redneck as fuck, doesn't take a lesson, gets to the Masters, wins it. And then the whole story of his family, I don't know, for those that are deep entrenched in the golf, so I won't get too
Nobody cares, Skip.
But it was nice to see him win. But now that I know who he is, that you see the cameras on him all the time, and he wears all that stupid shit, and he never unbuttons his shirt.
Like, fucking fuck seriously, him. Dude. Like, who buttons that button? And he does that shit just to piss people like us off, and it fucking worked. Congratulations, Bubba. Way to go!
It was the
it is a great troll.
It was the music video when he wore the shirtless overalls that won, like, everybody over.
Golf Boys, I think it was called.
That cursed Hunter Mahan's career.
Dude, you don't even hear about that guy
anymore. He married a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, peaked with that Valhalla Ryder Cup team, and then just dissipated.
I mean, whatever. He's probably rich as fuck. She's probably hot. Score for Hunter.
But, yeah. You know, like, Ricky doesn't even seem to want to hang out with that guy anymore. Obviously, Ricky's life is a little bit different than a dude that has two kids, but I mean,
yeah, he's like actually good at golf.
I'm not Team Bubba, but I think he can play well. Obviously, like you said,
it sucks because Bubba is probably one of the most exciting golfers to watch because he just moves the ball in crazy ways. So he's so exciting to watch, but on the same spectrum, he's the most annoying guy to root for.
Why couldn't he have Ricky's personality and his actual golf talent?
Yeah. Oh, agreed. I mean, just like seeing his slow-mo of his drives and his feet just coming off the ground, it's sick. Like, his golf swing is sick. The way he moves the ball is sick. His attitude, the way he treats his caddy, he's two sides of the spectrum.
I feel like he's an American Poulter. Like, people who try to compare Patty Reed to Poulter because they're both assholes is a little bit different. I feel Bubba's more the Ian Poulter. He won't necessarily get you kicked out because he's a little bit more aware, but at the same time, he knows. Like, he know, like, he's been voted least favorite person on tour by anonymous PGA voting. So you're like, well, shit, there's got to be a problem here, and I can't blame Ted Scott for that. So, yeah, but he's a hell of a golfer.
Bubba will find some way to blame that guy.
I think he's kind of had a transformation similar to that of our beloved god, Tiger, who seems to be more, you know, kinder to the patrons, seems to be more welcoming, more warm. He's hanging out with players. He's kind of goofing off. And it may have been that humbling of the injury and then the smearing campaign by his ex-wife. I'll say alleged situation that happened.
But he and Phil are friends now?
It seems that we had a great day today. And I'm glad you brought that up, Phil, because I feel that we are like that, but better. We never had a hatred period. But Phil and Tiger did. And so it was like, are you serious? This has happened, and it kind of materialized behind the, you know, the scenes. And I think Ballmarks will agree. He was at the President's Cup. It's helped when Tiger's been one of those captains.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he, and even with the Ryder Cup, he pretty much took Spieth and Reed under his wing and just followed them the entire time. And it's going to be, as excited I am for the Masters, I cannot fucking wait for the Ryder Cup with Tiger as a playing assistant captain. That'll be amazing.
It's going to be like Bill Russell.
And he might just earn his way onto the team rather than being like a captain's pick.
I don't know. We'll see. Just depends on how many tournaments he can play and if he can get a couple wins. But I can't wait.
I think if you win a major, it almost gets you on a Ryder Cup team. Danny Willett was on the Ryder Cup team for with no. I mean, he had had success on, I guess, their tour. But he ruined that Masters, and then he was on that team, and they were picked apart. You know, like, it was kind of obvious it was coming, too. A lot of pent-up anger. But, yeah, so I agree with you, and it's going to be fantastic. If Tiger can make that team as a playing coach, it would be great. And I think you've seen it, like, with Tiger and Patty Reed, like, not only on the practice range, but, like, off, I guess, on camera, but off the course, they seem to be pretty comfortable, like, whereas he used to be very off, you know, reserved from everyone else.
So after today, do you think we could see a Tiger-Phil pairing in the Ryder Cup?
Man, how cool would that be? Although Tiger doesn't seem to – I mean, he may be – he wins more than he loses, but he doesn't seem to be as dominant as he was in his, like, regular career or, you know, like, individual career as he was successful in the Ryder Cup. But I guess it's a team event, so you can't – as he is, you can't carry everybody on such a back, and that may be why he's hurt. You know, that's why I had to get a fuse back, was because he carried all those years of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, maybe, Skip. Maybe.
But, yeah, so I'm taking Tiger to win if he doesn't J-Day. And then I think there's two Euros that are always kind of in the hunt. It used to be Lee Westwood, but he's kind of past his time. So I think Rosie's still knocks on this door. He's won a U.S. Open. I'd say bet him. At 1,600, I'd bet him. At 1,200, I'd bet him.
We talking Woods here, T. Gray?
Yeah.
Depends who he's showing up to the tournament with, Skip. I need to see who's at his house. I need to see the contents.
I mean, you called the Tampa play.
Yeah, I know, but you knew in Tampa he was hanging out with some dirty, dirty women because it's the strip club capital of the country, which is weird. But anyway, you knew that. You fucking knew that shit. But I don't know who he's bringing to Augusta, Georgia with him. I don't know. I don't think he can get the tattletales at night in Atlanta and get back in time for his job.
He does have enough money to get them to mosey on up.
Ooh, that's a good. That's what I'm saying. I need to be inside. I just need to know what's going on there. I just need to see who's going in and out tonight
tomorrow, and then I can tell you if Tiger's going to win. But if we don't have boots on the ground, we're fucked.
What if I tell you this? What if I tell you this? That Tiger and ball marks, you may have seen this on the internet today as well, or yesterday, but Tiger has a lawsuit filed against him by one of his ex-girlfriends.
I did see that.
She's trying to get out of the NDA and pull a Stormy Daniels and try to get rich off a story here.
I
love Tiger, but I need to hear everything she has to say.
Absolutely. We have to at this point. Wait, tell me more, y'all. There's some chick.
Hopefully it's
he made them all sign NDAs. What a baller, dude.
No, that's a Jeter play, is what they call that, the Jeter.
Hopefully it's a story of he's back to his old antics and that's why he's playing dominant golf again.
I can only mean
not dominant, but great golf.
Close to dominant. He's getting there. So if these guys think he's going to be back after this weekend, Phil does not seem to agree with that sentiment. JT's going to steamroll everybody. That's what's going to happen to the fucking Masters, y'all.
All right. Well,
no reason to watch.
I want Tiger to win.
I do. I really want Tiger to win. I think it would be fucking fantastic. But three of us can't sit here and suck Tiger's massive dick on air. This can't happen. God, I'm talking like fucking Skip. What is wrong with me?
Ballmarks, give me some other golfers. Let's run through the list. Who else do we have as a sleeper? Because otherwise this episode is done after we're done with this segment. So,
a couple sleepers that have some pretty high odds. Love Cantlay. I've been on the Cantlay train for a while. Kid's a stud. He came up with Spieth, JT, all of them, and he's kind of been like the no-name in there. But I like him. I think he's like 80-1 or something. Great value there. Fleetwood, you're talking about a European guy that there's always a European guy up there. This guy's a stud. Ball striking, like you read about. Love him. I think he's 45-1, 40-1. And another sleeper, let's see, Zach Johnson. Run it back.
All right, that's fair. Now, does anybody else have any other sleepers?
I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm an asshole. Does anybody else want to see Ian Poulter do well just to fuck with Kip?
Yeah, kind of. just because he barely got in and all that shit. Question that, does Tommy Fleetwood still have that luscious hair he had?
Oh, he's got the flag.
Okay, cool.
If he didn't, I would not even think twice about picking him, that's for sure.
So as long as I know he hasn't like cut his hair, I could be on the Tommy Fleetwood train. So just as a random long shot, I'll throw him on the board.
So if Tommy wins, we're going to make T-shirts for Pierce and for Ballmarks that say The Flow. And it's just going to be the silhouette of the hair in green and yellow.
That'd be dope, dude. If he wins the fucking Masters, that's what brought him to the victory. They love that shit in Georgia.
That's
that
a good
hair
call. You know, like they kind of like gave that. He got all that love and light during the Open last year because it was at his home track, and he kind of shit the bed. So, I mean, flying under the radar, I think, is what everyone's been kind of saying is the best way to kind of go into
Tiger's back.
But Tiger, honestly, is, And Phil seemed to handle it well, despite the fact that he wore a long-sleeve shirt and looked like he was going to fucking work.
Well, the fact it wasn't that his long sleeve, is that it's a button down shirt, like a full button down. That's the weirdest part about it. I mean, long sleeves, I guess, is kind of weird. But
I meant like long sleeves how we think them.
Yeah.
Like it was a button.
He wore a shirt like I wore to work today to play golf in.
It looked like my dad like meeting me for like the back nine and like the afternoon after work.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
He must
myself.
Have some contractual obligation.
What, to look like a dipshit? Phil, you didn't look dumb enough yesterday. We're going to need you to wear the button down. So you're too likable. They don't see the...
Shout out to
it's
my
a
buddy
new,
Blunt.
It's a new bitch tits hiding technology.
Well, they did this, and this will be a shout out to Michael Blunt that they put him in those fucking pinstripe pants every goddamn week. You know, he is like
it's
the most...
slimming.
Like, yeah, I mean...
Him and Bone still broken up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Was that like a personal thing? What happened there? I don't even know if I know the story. But they seem like
it just ran its course, and I think Bones has like a bunch of like knee issues, and he's just done with
that. Fuck yeah, dude! His name's Bones. Of course, he's got issues with his knees.
That's a dunch.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's touche for
shit.
But yeah, I agree with Ballmarks on that one. I mean, they've been together for fucking ever. It seems like I wasn't that.
I wish they.
I didn't think Stevie Williams and Tiger was that weird until Stevie Williams tried to make money off of Tiger. And now, I put him down there with the scums of the earth.
Is that dude Fluff still alive? Dude had that killer mustache. It used to be Jim Tiger's
Furyk.
Caddy.
He's Jim Furyk.
Oh, he's no.
Yeah. Yeah, he
still?
I can't believe that guy's still alive.
What's it called?
He was like 75 when he was carrying Tiger's bag.
He never carried Tiger's bag.
Maybe not,
bag.
Though. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Fluff? That was his first caddy.
Oh, the one did. For the first major?
So he became famous, dude. That's the only reason I know who he is. I wouldn't know if he was Jim Furyk's caddy.
He's got that big mustache. That's the only reason I remember him.
That's what Pierce said.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't remember him for his tournament wins. I couldn't have told you that.
Well, I just knew he was caddy for Tiger.
Remember him if he was Tiger's
they
caddy.
They made a fucking SportsCenter commercial with him and Tiger in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kip was just a little.
Yeah, you're too young, man. Yeah, too you probably didn't even like Tiger back then because he lived in Mississippi. And we're like, oh, man, he shouldn't even be on the course.
Where were you?
Ooh. Yeah, probably there, but I didn't have that attitude. Yeah,
that's nice. That's the second dig tonight. Well, you're wrong on that one, but at the same time, that's all right. We'll migrate on. I think that may wrap it up. I guess we've called sleepers. We guess looked
I think
at
we've named every golfer playing this week.
Yeah, we've covered
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah, I'll talk about it all night. We could talk about the pimento cheese sandwiches if we want to.
I can't wait till somebody that we didn't mention wins, but of course that's what's going to happen.
God, guaranteed.
If it's fucking Poulter.
Well, we mentioned him.
I know, but I'm just saying if it's Poulter.
Yeah, that would be the great.
That haunts the shit out of me.
Ooh, name I haven't given yet. Henrik Stenson.
Ooh.
Is he from Sweden? I don't think he's got that one. I don't think it. I don't see. I mean, I know he's been kind of first page leaderboard. I don't think he's going to
I
win
feel like
this
he,
week.
I feel like he was in like every tournament last year.
Is his wife
hot like the last couple weeks? I don't even know if I like him to win. Just DraftKings, he's like less than $8,000. He's a good play. Been hot lately too.
All right. So, and for those that want to know, go definitely check out the Hash Sports website. Ballmark's DraftKings team will be up tomorrow. If you want to get paid out this weekend, I'd recommend following those tips and then fade us accordingly. So you'll be safely, I guess you'll make some money there. But I'd say bet Tiger every day. I think that's about
agreed.
It. Yeah, fuck it. Win in Rome. You don't want to be the guy that Tiger wins and you're not celebrating for the money and the win because you get to validate the fact that you're like, yeah, I knew he was going to do it. And then the other four.
I will bet him every single week until he wins because I'm not going to be that guy.
Exactly.
Worth so, it.
Yeah. I'll take that L every time. And then Pierce is our, I guess, resident winner on golf picks. So what?
JT. Yo, I mean, you should just take JT. He's going to have fun. He's going to have all them Roll Tide fans in the crowd. Maybe a jackass guy or two.
You jackass. You jackass.
I'll tweet at him, too.
Give him a shout out. And by the way, when we talk about tweets, don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast. And then our guest tonight, Matty Ball Marks. He's at Matt, M-A-T-T, Marks, M-A-R-K-S, 19. So thank you all for tuning in. That's the Masters edition. We'll be back next week probably with Masters reactions. So I guess we'll move into baseball later. Ballmarks, I appreciate you
NBA
coming
playoffs.
On. Oh,
thanks for having me. This was fun. Can't wait to talk about Tiger winning next week.
God, I can't wait. Woo. Fantastic. But thanks again, and we'll see y'all next week. Holla, holla.
Bye.
Who dat?